Hello, and welcome to the first audio from Seeds of Unfolding. From time to time, we will be sharing with you ideas for spiritual growth and the development of consciousness through presentations such as inspirational readings, interviews, stories, and personal experiences. This audio presents The Yearning for Meaning, a chapter from the book Living Consciously, written by Jorge Waxenberg, the second spiritual director of CAF. It is read by Helene Dunkelblau.
The yearning for meaning. There are moments in a lifetime when a person becomes consciously aware of the mystery of life. Such moments may occur at any age, in the discovery of a friend's need for comfort and love, and of one's desire and ability to assist, in the sudden realization that a lifetime of possibilities and choices lies ahead, in the desire to devote one's life to something greater than oneself, to science, to finding a cure for disease. Such moments may occur when one has everything in life or when one encounters the inescapable sorrows of existence. Such moments may occur when one has everything one needs, yet feels a strange uneasiness, a feeling that says, but there has to be more to life than job, home, friends, movies. There must be something underneath to tie it all together. These are the moments in which the search for meaning in life surfaces. Usually the search is phrased in questions. Where am I headed? What am I going to do in life? What is the meaning of my life? For most, the answer to these questions remains a mystery, but this does not preclude a search for an answer. And it does not mean that one cannot come closer to it step by step. This search for meaning, this yearning toward the unknown, is the foundation of spiritual life. Now that we have asked our questions, where do we get the answers? Where does a person begin to look for meaning in life? It begins in the last place one usually thinks of looking, within the heart, mind, and soul of the questioner. Most people are accustomed to asking others questions and receiving guidance from their answers. The questions may be fairly trivial, such as, is it going to rain again on Sunday? Or more serious as, do you still love me even though I really got angry at you? People are accustomed to seeking the advice of family members, friends, therapists, and counselors about the direction of their professional and personal lives. Advertising helps answer unspoken questions about how to fill free time and where to spend the next vacation. Questions, 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 and the answers or elements to form answers usually come from outside. But the search for meaning involves a different type of question and calls for a different type of response. Who am I? What is the meaning of my life? When I ask this kind of question, only one person can respond. Only one person has the elements needed to undertake such a search. That person is the very same one who asked the question. The necessary elements for beginning the search lie within myself, my mind, emotions, and body. In other words, all the elements one requires to embark on a spiritual quest exist within the person the very moment he or she asks the question about meaning. Mind, emotions, and body can be directed and become useful tools in the search for meaning. I can thus learn how to move from the surface of life, where society, circumstances, family, or peer group may dictate my thoughts and actions, to thinking, acting, and looking at myself from an inner point of view. The spiritual search for meaning in life is not like a research project in which one is expected to digest reams of information and draw conclusions based upon facts presented and interpreted by others. The yearning for meaning involves research within my own life, research into how my mind works, what stimulates it to think in certain ways, what automatic mental response mechanisms exist, what ways my mind can assist in my search for meaning. The same research needs to be done with my emotions and with my body. The questioner's life is the laboratory in which the answer is sought. This quest within from my life gradually takes me to the center of my being, to the discovery of an inner spiritual world, an unknown world to me. Guidance in the search for meaning is indispensable. If one is not to fall into subjectivity, the seeker needs the help of someone who has more experience in the path of meaning. Thus, finding a good spiritual director is essential. How does the search begin? It begins when a person sincerely asks, "What is the meaning of my life?" and resolves to spend his or her life in pursuit of the answer. The second step is to undertake a program of spiritual exercises that assist in the search. These may consist of spending moments of quiet and recollection during which one withdraws from normal daily activities and habitual ways of thinking and feeling for a few minutes. One uses this time to reflect upon particular aspects of one's life and upon the direction in which one wishes to proceed. Meditation becomes a very important exercise. However, exercises alone do not lead a person toward an inner spiritual awareness. Without a love for the search itself and a love of the possibilities within that await discovery, the quest could become a personal one. To be purely spiritual, one needs love. Love nurtures inner life, fosters attention and care in the practice of spiritual exercises, and helps one persevere in the search when the way ahead seems dark. Love is a companion in a work done alone, in the intimacy of each person's heart, mind, and soul.
If you enjoyed this audio presentation, you can find the complete text of Living Consciously as a free download on the COF website at www.cof.org. That's CAFH.org. If you have any comments on this audio presentation or have any ideas for new ones, please contact us at foundation@cof.org. Again, that's CAFH.org. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Stephen Horvath.